Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Now on to the book bag, and our listeners never fail, do they?
They don't. They keep coming with books, and books that I find have never heard about but find interesting. Are you familiar with a book called The Girls of Atomic City?
I did hear something about that.
Subtitled, The Untold Story of the Women Who Helped Win World War II. What intrigued Elizabeth about this book is that it's an event that happened in the middle of the war that she says, with our mistrust of government, could not possibly happen today. What happened was that in the middle of Tennessee in 1842, families in a 17 by 7 mile square of Tennessee received notices that they had 2 months to vacate their property because the government was confiscating it. That included villages, it included farms, it included businesses. Eventually, 1,000 families were forced in 2 months, with no real guarantee that they were going to get paid, to move off the land and get out of there. And then bulldozers began clearing the land down and built, eventually, with nobody knowing about it, a city of 78,000 people, nearly all of them young women, invited to work there without having any idea what they were doing. What they were doing, of course, was enriching uranium, and we know the city today is Oak Ridge, Tennessee. But throughout the war, they had no idea what they were doing. They were swore not even to talk to each other. The secret did not get out. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's I read something about that. What's it called?
The Girls of Atomic City by Diane Kernan.
Oh, it is amazing during the war how things can shift around.
Wow.
And oh, dear. Well, that is a book that has some promise. And, of course, we're kind of out of time now, but we'll be back to talk more about books with more interviews and things to kind of keep you occupied. I'm Don Wooten for Roll Tweet. We've enjoyed being with you today, and we hope you'll be back next week for the next session of Scribble. Keep writing, keep reading.